Welcome back to another episode of the Cue It Up Podcast. Day one of the Moscone Cup is now in the books, and to help me recap all of the action today, I am joined by Matt Kitzman. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'll do my best. Got a little trouble seeing balls, but that's my own visual impairment.
Yeah, colorblind, the joys of it. So this podcast will basically just be a short summary of kind of some of the storylines that are going on inside of the arena, as well as some of the matches that were going on to begin with. So, of course, if you've ever been to the Moscone, you need to get here. Matt, this is your first time there.
You don't understand the atmosphere until you're really there. TV and streams only show so much of the action, but it's unique and very enjoyable.
Yeah, so what was your first impression walking into a room like the Moscone Cup?
visually overwhelming, to say the least. It's a lot to take in. It's really cool. and I still can't believe Jason Shaw has his own song.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the TV and the stream doesn't really necessarily come up with is... The European fans are pretty ruckus. They have a chant for everything. They have a song for everything. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes between commercials that you don't really get to experience unless you're actually here. And that's part of the fun of being at the Moscone Cup. And that's probably why if you've never been before and you're a big fan of the game, this is definitely the pinnacle of pool, definitely right now and for the foreseeable future.
It's a must.
Yes.
It is definitely a must. I was a little disappointed we didn't have any unique chants, but hopefully some people can come up with some things in the next few days.
Yeah, and that's part of the struggle with the U.S. over the last eight years is we haven't hardly won anything, so we don't really know how to. And the European fans is so Kachi's walking by. That's fun. The U.S. is. Basically been losing for the last 8 years. We don't really know how to win, and the Europeans have been dominating for so long now that it's kind of the spoils of winning. They constantly get to cheer for stuff, and we're constantly kind of just sitting in our seats. But I think there's a difference now. This team looks really, really good going forward.
The action's a lot tighter. They definitely look solid. I know at the team warm-up people were very unsure, but I think that was just a bit of slow play and just, you know, people that be disappointed and whatnot. But they're ready, they're focused, they're sharp.
Yeah, it's a little bit of slow play as well as it's just not the same atmosphere. It's, you know, you got Alex Pagulayan sitting over in the corner making fun of everybody as they're shooting, and
the refs were sharking guys.
Yeah, yeah, there was definitely a sense of fun to the CSI warm up, and that's fine. That's kind of what it's there for, right? It's just to get people prepared, but. Let's jump into the actual action itself. The U.S. jumped out with a good team win.
5-1.
Yeah, 5-1, and a team win, and actually Neil's broken ran the first rack. The U.S. wins 5 straight from there.
I was still climbing the stairs, so I didn't get to see that one. So yeah. I only saw U.S. win the rest.
Yeah, I was, spoiler alert, I was not in the arena, actually, when the first two games happened, so I didn't get to see... Neil's break and run out against Tyler, or Shane break and run out against, was it Kachi?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was Kachi. And then, of course, Justin, Billy, and Sky all won their three games. And then Tyler closed it out for the first. Yeah. So that was definitely a good start to Team USA. And then Tyler Steyer and Shane Van Bonen comes out and gets a big win over Niels Fein and Atlanti Kachi. And the second one to go up 2-0, and from there on out, it was pretty much like a Team Europe affair. It was
The big mo was Filler taking down Thorpe 5-0, and that's when it really changed direction.
That Filler guy, I think I'm pretty sure he's pretty good. I'm not 100% sure at this point, but I think that guy's pretty good.
We'll chalk it up to luck.
Yeah. And in that match, Billy was a little unfortunate to scratch on two of his breaks, which I guess Joshua Filler cleaned up in pretty fast fashion. It was a 5-0 beatdown, but Billy really only got to the table with one opportunity. And unfortunately, he hung a ball that gave Filler the wide open rack, which is
dead center of the jaws.
Yeah,
yeah. Hard to get started when you can't be on the table.
Yeah. So after that, the next matchup was Justin Bergman and Sky Woodward, losing, unfortunately, to Jason Shaw and Alexander Kazakis. No, that was 5-1, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Kazakis didn't show as much nerves as he has in the past. In the last years, he showed them quite a bit. But this year was a different story so far.
Which I kind of figured that was going to happen. Alexander Kazakis, he's just too good of a player to let nerves get to him that much. I mean, he is a really, really strong player. And then lastly, of course, Justin Bergman played against Jason Shaw. And Jason Shaw jumps out to a 4-0 lead, basically with the snap of a finger. And Justin Bergman made it tight. He had a couple opportunities that he used against Jason Shaw's mishaps and turned that into three racks. And Jason, I guess, broke and left himself a runout, a roadmap runout. So that was pretty simple for him from there. But Jason Shaw doesn't get out there. I don't think he gets back to the table. I think Bergman runs out, and I think he breaks and runs on the next game for the Hill.
I think you're right. He's standing true, showing nerves of steel.
So that kind of wraps up kind of what happened. Like we said earlier, as far as the in-house stuff, it is really, really ruckus. There is always a ton of electricity in the air, and it's definitely something that you want to get to if you haven't in the past. And the last thing I guess we can chat about for this one is I guess they're having some problems with the streams. I'm not really sure what the because I'm not really watching the streams, I haven't really experienced this. But I've had a couple of people reach out to me saying that they can't even get the streams to load. And as far as the stream, I'm not really sure what's going on, but I feel like I should address it. I guess with that, I'm not really sure. So I guess now we can look forward to tomorrow. The second day is going to be always started off with the fans' choice, and I don't know who it is yet. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I haven't even looked at the voting.
Shane Van Boning walks by. Hello, Shane. You want to say hi to the fans? You want to say hi to the fans?
Take care, Shane.
Bye, Shane. We almost got him, you know.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, day two starts off with a fan's choice. We will find out closer to the event time who that will actually be. But I guess as far as that, what do you think about U.S. chances going forward?
Well, it depends. If they can get the break going and okay. Hopefully get some rolls, it would be nice.
No, oh, jump in.
Come on in, Shane.
No, it's a podcast, man.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. We can do whatever we want. Shane, how's it going, man? So it's a podcast. So it'll be real listening. Shane, what do you think about day one?
Yeah, have a seat. Day one, it's just a little nervous out there. You know, first day is always nervous. And, you know, same with the other guys, same with the other team. Especially when, a couple of us made mistakes. First couple matches, Neil's missed the one. That was a change. We made a couple of mistakes as well. So, I mean, we just need to figure out a game plan for tomorrow.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of runout pool. There was a couple hung balls, but the breaks are, you're always seemingly making that wing ball or the one to the side. And they're usually pretty open racks.
Well, I mean the referee's backing the ball pretty good, so it all comes down to the play.
Yeah. Do you like U.S. chances if it's a run-out tournament?
Yeah. I mean, we have, plenty of opportunities last year. You know, it all depends on the break and depending on the roles, that pool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like our chances. You know, we just need to think about what we did last year and just carry it on to day two, day three, day four.
Absolutely. So when was the last time you weren't the USA's fan choice? It's been a little while, right?
No, I think I won it last year.
Yeah, you had it last year. It was you and Shaw.
I'm not
too
sure about the year before. Maybe I got it before.
I think it's been a couple of
years. It's pretty much a good chance that I'm being the fan choice for tomorrow, too. But
yeah, of course.
We'll see.
Alexander Kazakis walks by, too.
Yeah.
As he throws up the peace sign. Who would be your favorite person to play against? Who would you want to play against if you had the fan choice tomorrow?
Who I want to play? I would like to play Josh Phillip.
You'd like to stomp out that fire?
Yeah.
He played pretty good against Billy.
Especially, Tech. You know, he gave me a funny look earlier today, you know, he thinks that he can beat me, you know, every time. But, you know, it's bull. You know, I beat him the last time we played. But, you know, give me a little funny look today. That means I want to play him tomorrow.
Yeah. Anybody can win in a race.
Don't let him
seven,
get to
right?
two.
Or a race to five.
Yeah.
When are we going to get this race to 100 with him? That's what the people want to see.
If he can get the money together, I'll be glad to play.
That'd be good. Sweet to see.
And there hadn't been no European ever beating me in a long set. So, I mean, Jason Shaw gave it a shot a couple times, but
Dennis has tried a couple times.
I mean, if I practice for 2 weeks playing 10 ball, you know, you might as well just stay home and keep your money.
Go throw it up in the machines upstairs. You had a better chance of winning. Yeah. So, what do you think of you haven't won? Basically, you haven't lost a race to 100 now in what?
It's been a long time.
Or any sort of long race, not just a race to 100, but
yeah, the only player that you know got my number is Frank Cristopuzzomani. So
it's amazing,
you know,
how good he still plays.
He's the only player that I couldn't beat.
Yeah, it's amazing how good he still plays.
So, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Probably one of the most talented pool players out there.
Yeah. So. And even still, I mean, he's still a force to be reckoned with when it comes to bank pool and especially one pocket, too. I mean, he still plays super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, sure. I don't want to keep you hanging around if you have somewhere to go.
Yep, I got to go on. So, thank you all for your support, and I hope you're rooting for your Team USA.
Yeah, you get here next year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shane. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Mark. So that was a fun little drop in. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
I'd like to see that filler Shane match
for sure.
I would
love to see that.
I was going to ask what you got there before me.
I think that they shouldn't even do this the day two. I think they should just throw a race to 50 up there, and that they can play for like 4 fan points. Like,
yeah,
don't even play the races to 5. Just throw Joshua Filler on the table with Shane in a race to 50, and whoever wins that gets 5 points for the day.
I'd like to see. You know, it's going to be action packed. So
that would be fun. So that was nice getting Shane to stop through. Before he stopped through, we were kind of wrapping up, and I had asked Matt what he thought the prospects of the U.S. going forward were. And it's kind of a weird, it's almost like a weird, I guess, continuation of last year where the U.S. was down 2-0 and then Tyler Steyer came out and beat Neil Spine for the point. And then the U.S. ended up closing that day out 3-2 in the same exact fashion here. When Europe was up 2-0, they ended up losing the day 3-2. Now the U.S. was up 2-0 and they ended up losing the day 3-2. I'm not like a big superstitious person or anything like that, but I guess I just can't really help to see the kind of opposite reaction of this year from last year, and it doesn't give me a great feeling going forward. But
makes you a little nervous.
Yeah, it does.
But
it does.
You know, it's any country's game at this point.
Yeah, and I did not actually get around to giving my official pick before the podcast. Before the event started, but my pick was going to be Europe actually 11-8, unfortunately. But I just think that adding Filler to the team is just, I mean, the number one player in the world, at least in all rankings, it's adding a pretty big powerhouse to the team, and I think that's going to be a pretty big factor in at least a couple of points flipping teams. So. My official queue it up pick would be Europe 11, US 8, but I'm hoping that that's not the case, of course. Did you want to give your official pick, or did you have one before coming in?
I didn't have an official pick. Of course, I'm rooting for the USA.
Course,
I mean,
yeah, we're all rooting
but,
for the USA for sure.
I definitely still looking at them as the underdog. Just the view that Europe has on pool and how they treat it as a sport amongst so many of their elite players, and then how the countries are looking at it's hard to hold the U.S. as being the elite right now.
Yeah.
Until they change that,
although,
so we'll see what happens.
I do think there is a shift happening. I do think that.
I agree. Johan said it best. He's like, it started in America, so that's where the cup needs to be. At a seminar I just did with him not too long ago, I mean, he wants America to win the cup, and he wants it to stay here. He doesn't want, you know, he'd be just happy as could be if it never goes back to Europe. So,
yeah, I think that's a good way to close out on the podcast. So, again, I will have a podcast again tomorrow, and I'm hoping to have on Riley Williams and hopefully Chris Robinson and his father, Jared. So that's hopefully what's in store tomorrow for the podcast. Today I had a couple guests that I had rounded up that some stuff happened and they weren't able to join. So hopefully that doesn't happen again tomorrow. But as of right now, that's the lineup for tomorrow for the podcast, for the wrap-up for day two. So with that, Matt, thank you a bunch for joining me today.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm happy to be here. If you haven't come out here, you need to make it a point to plan and do so,
yes,
especially
definitely.
If you love pool.
And we will thank Shane for taking the time to swing over and chat with us for a little while. And everybody else, tune into the Moscone tomorrow and support USA.
Take care, everybody.